This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
This is Fred LeGrand.
Hi, this is Superu.
I'm Kaz James.
This is Yo.
This is DJ Havana Brown.
This is Funkerman.
This is Judge Jules.
And you're listening to The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew.
The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Love these guys. Listen up.
Joy sponsor Make Your Partner Melt is not only causing ripples in the romantic realm, but now they're joining major banks in Australia and renaming months. February is now officially called FebuSave, and to tell us about the newly named calendar month, Emma and Dennis join us from Joy Sponsor Make Your Partner Melt. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys.
Now, first of all, how was your Valentine's Day? Was it very innovative?
Well, Den surprised me with a pancake breakfast in the morning, which was nice. Oh, and I tried for heart-shaped ones, but they didn't eventuate. I got boring circles.
Boring! Den! Retort!
I am only male.
This is the thing, because you guys set such high standards in romance. You have to outdo each other probably every year.
Yeah, well, we try not to. That's kind of why the $30 sort of thing came in, because we kept trying to outdo each other. But we also went down to the Chinese New Year festival and had yum cha and watched the dragons and all of that.
Oh. We kept that like close to $30.
$30datenight.com.
There you go.
Now, guys, first of all, tell us a bit about what exactly FebuSave is.
All right, FebuSave is an initiative that the ANZ Bank is running, and it's designed to encourage Australian women in particular to think a little bit more about their savings and to start saving towards their goals. So the idea is that for February, you're going to pledge to give up something that you would normally buy and put that money towards your savings. So people have gotten on, they've got close to something like 10,000 people on their website now that have pledged to give up things like coffee or buying lunch when they go to work. So they're taking their own lunch and all
shoes and handbags.
Shoes and handbags.
No! Not stereotyping, but can you imagine what? So you're going to save $3 on a cup of coffee or you're going to save $500 on a handbag?
But $3 on a cup of coffee over the whole year.
Yeah, or four handbags in a month.
Well, we need one for each week. Back me up here, Emma. Girl power.
Oh, the other thing is you could actually not buy the handbag and the shoes, so next month you've got enough money to buy the dress.
Yeah. Or to have a number of coffees.
I'm not sure if you're quite getting the concept.
That's good. Tell us more.
We'll work on you. Well, so you can go to FebuSave.com and you can pledge to give up whatever it is that you'd like to give up. And also on there is a whole bunch of really great resources from some prominent Australian women and bloggers about how to save money in various different ways. And so $30 Date Night has gotten on board as a blog ambassador, and we're talking about, you know, saving money when you're dating, because you don't have to just sit at home clipping coupons every night if you're saving. You can still go out and enjoy yourself. You just need to be smart about it.
Now, in terms of dating, probably the most obvious option for dating is taking your partner out to dinner. Now, is there a way, because, you know, with dinner, you got the entrees and mains, the wines, all the other little goody shared plates and everything.
It's out of hand.
Exactly. Is there a way of cutting costs on actual dinners?
Well, a favourite of ours is to actually cook dinner at home and then go out and head out for dessert. Melbourne's got loads of cafes with awesome desserts, or you can actually go upscale. A lot of the really high-end restaurants, you'll be able to get dessert for less than $30 between the two of you.
And if you've eaten at home, you're not sort of tempted to go overboard on everything. And the other great way when you go out to dinner is to skip the alcohol. And then you've got FebuSave and FebuFast, which everyone's doing with no alcohol at the moment. Your wallet will thank you. Your body will thank you.
Feb-y
you don't
boring.
Have to go out and have a bottle of wine.
God, dear. So I'm not allowed to go. I'm not allowed to go and buy a handbag.
No.
And now I can't drown my sorrows with a bottle of wine.
My problem is... My birthday's in February, so, you know.
What will you do?
I know.
Oh, dear.
There shall be no February fun.
Yeah. I think accidentally the website will be closed down all of a sudden over your birthday period. Exactly. What do we do, darling? Den, what? Oh, send the handbag back. It's fine.
How convenient.
It's also a beautiful time of year at the moment. I guess you could incorporate, you know, going outside on your dates as well.
Well, we actually got close to nature ourselves and went and did a day of deer at a nudist beach. That was only...
Cool. Nice.
That's a way to save on clothes. You don't have to wear anything.
Exactly.
This is good
Didn't
radio.
Need a new bikini for that one.
That was a whole lot of fun. It was fantastic.
Where is it? Where's the nudist beach for all us people who are inquisitive?
Bish is going to go now.
Believe it or not. Is it a warm day out there?
Not here, bitch. Not here. No, no.
No, where is it? Come on.
Melbourne's actually got four nudist beaches.
Never.
We went down to just outside of Torquay. I think the beach just after Bell's Beach. There's a turn off.
Called Point Addis.
Oh, yes. I know Point Addis. Yeah, near Urquhart Bluff.
Nude up, mate.
Not Buffy. Oh, I've actually been down that way. That's one. So where's the others? Come on.
There's two in Torquay. There's one down on the Mornington Peninsula called Sunnyside North. And I don't know where the fourth one is, but if you Google it online, there's some great resources out there for where to go. You've just got to make sure you find the right nude sections, because sometimes they have a closed section, so you can't just go and strip off in the middle of them. You've got to find the naked people.
I've actually been caught up in that in the past, and all charges were dropped. it was all right. And I like to be free like that. Nature's a great way to embrace
love. It's fantastic, mate. Yeah. We actually got some video footage of it.
What?
Yeah, it's on our blog. So you see my white butt. Yeah.
Kidding, really? So you two are a nudist beach, saving money while filming each other, and then putting it on the internet.
Well, exactly.
Are you trying to make
a whole
money?
New industry?
So we get to see your butt then, Dennis.
Okay.
If you want to see Dennis's butt, check out makeyourpartnermelt.com or check out MX this Friday for Emma's Colin. Thank you very much for joining us, guys.
Thanks.
Cheers. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jess Malboy, and you're listening to The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is the Bish here from The Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Hey, it's Ginny from The Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and The Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.